Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which aims to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message comes from the camp, Who is He Who Overcomes the World?, preached to university students in Mampong, Ghana. Today's message is entitled, We Are the World, Part 1. Bishop Dag will teach on and expose the common unspiritual environment a contemporary Christian or minister is called to operate in and do the work of God in. To be a strong Christian or servant of God requires spirituality and a deliberate, conscious effort to overcome the world. In today's teaching, Bishop Dag will describe the kind of person who will overcome the world and how you can become that type of person. You are becoming an overcomer as you receive today's word.
Okay, now, how many points do you have? 7. The people of this world are full of the lust of the flesh. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Wow. So the people of this world are full of the lusts of the flesh. Listen. When you meet somebody, get a proper introduction to the person. Do you understand? Your name, and whatever else. You see, it is not what tribe. Are you from my father's hometown? My father comes from Kpeve. Are you from my father's hometown? That's not what is important. Okay? Rather, find out whether the person is a member of the world or a member of the church. Now, if he's a man, he may be the most handsome dude. He may be the prince of England. Alright? He may be the prime minister. He may wear big glasses, round glasses. And look like he doesn't understand anything in the world. Take glasses. It doesn't mean much. Is he in the world? One day, I was with a friend and I was discussing a problem that I was experiencing with somebody. Then he told me that, oh, that guy is, by all means, has a lot of girlfriends. And I said, no. It's not like that. It cannot be. Because I know him personally. And I testified about him. Then the guy said, well, anyway, for me, I have not yet seen an unbeliever who is faithful to his wife before. That's what he said. He said, I haven't seen one before. Yeah. He said, I have not seen one before. When he said that, I was surprised. But, and you see, what I'm saying is, as for unbelief, when you know them personally, they are very nice people. When you talk with them, it's like, there's a flow. You get what I'm saying? There's a flow. So your mind cannot reach a certain level. Yeah. So it does not occur to you that it can be. As the months went by, then I found out what the guy was saying was true. I couldn't believe it. It doesn't match with what I knew. Yeah. That's why sometimes when you hear, so this one has 36 children, this one has 17 children, this one says, But this dignified person who looks so whatever is like, ah, what is going on? And you realize that, look, the Bible says that the world is full of lusts. The world, the lust of the flesh, and all that is in the world, lust of the, a normal unbeliever girl, she's after boys. She may look distant. She went to Wesley. Look, this Wesley girl, when they are set free from that school, they come out. Hey, to see. When they come out of the school, sometimes they even grow wilder because like they have been starved of boys. Ask the nearest sister, is that not how you were? Lust of the flesh. Wow. Brothers, is it not exciting to see pornography? Raise your hand if it is exciting. Your flesh. Yeah. So, where? So, listen. Shh. Quiet. So, the question is, when you come into Christ and you are no longer singing, "We are the world," but you are now singing, "We are the church," should there not be a difference between you and the world? Yeah. You see, one day a certain brother went, I think it was Commonwealth Hall, and there was a big screen, and they were showing pornography. All the boys have gathered around it. Yeah. And as they were watching, all the boys started shouting, "Hey!" Then at a point, all of them became quiet and were holding the fist. Then, one of the guys turned to the right and the fellowship leader was sitting by him there. You see? Shh. The Bible describes these things as things that are in the world. When you are born again, you come out of the world. There must be a difference. Otherwise, your marriage cannot also work like a Christian marriage is supposed to work. So even your counseling will have to change into like the unbeliever type. Because it's like you are, because when you are world, you are just like the world. Well, the rest of the world, the last of the flesh, the child is operational. When they get up now, say, "Let's go today. We shall see what we can get today." And they are moving. Yeah. Today be today. So my friends, I'm telling you, I'm talking to you about what is the world. You know, and the Bible says, do not love the world. So, the people of this world are full of lust. Because it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, it is part of this world. Yeah. There must be a difference between Egypt and Israel. There must be a difference between Christian and non-Christian. Even the marriage will have to be different based on these differences that start now. We can't all go and stand in front of the big screen and watch it happily, shouting, holding, quiet at times. Then, and what is that? You can't do that from the fellowship. So the guy turned to his I don't want to mention the name of the fellowship. And he said, "Oh, Osofo, how's it?" Yeah. Shuffle how? Yeah, we are all here together. So, depending on when you got born again, you should be a virgin. If you have your salvation at a certain moment, you should be a virgin. You should be a virgin. Yeah, virgins should be found in the church. When you say we are the world, so we are, you know you are not a virgin. But when you say you are in the church, then we know you must be a virgin, especially if you came to the church early. You should not have been pierced by now. Yes! I shouldn't say it. And you shouldn't be ashamed that you are a virgin. Yeah. Should have been pierced by now. Including the brothers. Yeah. Including the brothers. Yeah. It's not. And you see, I don't know whether I should go into all these things now. You, there must be a difference between people that are in the world and people that are in the church. Completely. Completely. If you came late, we understand that you are not a virgin. Because you came late. You lived a little too long in the world before you came. You crossed over. So, the blood of Jesus has converted you into a modified virgin. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand what I'm sharing. You sit there and pretend that you don't understand. So, they are of the world. And the world heareth them. The lust for all that is in the world. All that is in the world. Number one, lust of the flesh. Yeah. So you see people, distinguished lawyers, distinguished judges, distinguished politicians. As soon as you see this person is not born again, you can immediately know that there is a vast Toyota Hiace or Evan, vast load of children following him outside the ones in the house. Or sometimes two Toyota Hiace, four. Or a Benz bus. It's true. No matter, once you are in the world. So when you say we are the world, you must know that it's a very wild identification to make. But maybe Michael Jackson didn't know what he meant when you are saying we are the world. Hey. Yeah, we are the world. Do you know what it means to say you are the world? Yeah, do you know how to sing that? Sing that part for me. You get up and say, you are the world.
There comes a time we must heed a certain call. We must come together as one.
United world.
There are people dying. Oh, it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't to make a change. We're all a part of God's great big family. And the truth, we know love.
What about the church?
There comes a time we must heed a certain call. We must come together and show the greatest love of all. do that will make a better world through Jesus Christ.
Okay. Number 8. The people in this world have many deceivers amongst them. 2 John verse 7. 2 John chapter 1 verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Many, many deceivers. So again, when we hear, okay, a politician is not a Christian, not born again, not come out of the world, we know that he's a deceiver. Many deceivers have entered into the world. But when we hear that they are believers, and then you see that they are deceiving, then you realize that either the person is not a Christian at all, or is a very worldly Christian. That is why I'm talking to you, because you see that the world has overcome the Christian and he's now worldly. It's not that the church and the spirit has overcome the Christian and he's now spirit filled, or he's now anointed, but the world has overcome him. So instead of being anointed, he's worldly. Because you are either worldly or anointed. You see, so when he says, I have overcome the world, it's like in this wild place with wild people and wild systems, I've been able to make it. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Wild world, wild people, wild system, wild boys, wild girls, wild place, wild atmosphere, very fallen group of people in a wild country, in a wild place, I've been able to make it. And when you enter the world of politics, that's where you meet a large group of deceivers. You understand? And that is why it is not easy for a Christian to stay there. You have to be very strong. Yeah. So you see that in Ghana, you rather have somebody like Jerry John Rawlings, who may not claim to even be the kind of Christian that you are claiming to be, who is ready to rebuke his own party that he's a founder of. And you see born again Christians sitting on television explaining to you that this is color red. This is color red. They are explaining that this is a red thing. And that there are times when the refraction and reflection of the light, depending on the time of the year and the season, you may perceive something that is red as blue. And that you are not surprised if a lot of people think that it is blue, but actually it is red. And certain experiments and data and so has shown that these things mostly are red, and it's actually red. And you see the person explaining it. And he says he goes to Assemblies of God, or he goes to Lighthouse, or he goes to Pentecost, or he goes to Anglican. Yeah. And we know that many deceivers have entered. The world is a place that is full of lies. Even God himself, when he was explaining who he is, he said, God is not a man that he should lie. It's like lies it's like, I don't lie. That's the first thing about me. I don't tell lies. I don't lie. I know how people are. That's the difference we are expecting to see. And that shows that the world has not overcome you. Each politician that I meet, I always tell them, don't tell lies. I met a guy, he used to be in our church. I told him, I said, look, you don't have to tell lies or defend the indefensible, because your Christ comes first. But it's like for them, the politics is their God. And the truth they tell is political truth. They never shift from it. So if you are a Christian and you join them, you see, that's why they would never even believe. Maybe I have to join one of them. So that as I'm rebuking them, they will know that I am part of them. But they may think I'm not really part of them. It's fantastic. We are all Guineans. And you see people defending what cannot be defended, and not only defending, explaining it, showing it. Ah, something that is clear. This is a blue shirt. You stood and explained for 1.5 hours that it is red. Wow. Now you should just give it some time. Now, those who think it's blue should not be discouraged. It's actually red. Most people will soon see that it's red. Thank you for your red shirt. Many deceivers have entered into the world. If you know you will not marry her, don't deceive her. So there should be a difference between Christian proposals and non-Christian proposals. Yeah. As I said, a real Christian, he wants to marry you now. Because he doesn't want to express lust for long. So you say, you know, the way things are, let's do it soon. It's not a sign of immaturity. It's a sign of the Christianity is inside the person. The sign of the spirituality. The world, they don't hurry up to marry. You just go on at a point when you realize that I need a wife, or I'm going to politics, or I need, okay, one of the girlfriends, look, you can have a child with you, okay, come and let's go. I mean, be my wife. That is how they marry. And you are a young man. You are following the world system. You are going to say you will marry when you are 35. You will marry when you are 42. Do you know when they started having sex at the age of 13? They are sexually active as if they've been married for 40 years already by the age of 27. They have had as much sex as somebody who's been married for 40 years. Yeah. And you, somebody who is studying. I mean, when I was saved and I wanted to marry, I said, look, I said, I'm not a non-believer. I have to marry now. I had no counsel by the word of God. I said no. Analyze. I said no. All the people on my floor, they have girlfriends. When I'm going to bath, I meet some of them. Right across, they are there bathing. Yeah. Next to when I call my friend, I said somebody is wiping his pants, he's cooking his things and so on. I realize that look, my life is different. For me, I don't have that. I'm a Christian. I'm experiencing love. I can't let this last stay for too long. What about if I go on fire? What about if I catch fire? Hey! Up! You see, what it is that we have unbeliever parents and the world all around us and their systems and their ways, it's coming on us. We don't even realize what is coming on us. It's trying to drive us and guide us. We are the church. We are not the world. We are the church. We marry young. Somebody said, when you go to Lighthouse, you get beloved. Yes, it is true. Yeah, we get beloved. We get beloved. You will marry, no? Yes, you will marry, no? You will marry, no? We are not ashamed of it at all. You will marry, no? Yeah.
We like it.
That's also what we have. You can go and do what you want to do. Here, we marry. Yeah. Hey, light out there, you like the love? We like it. We really like it, Pa. We encourage it. We encourage, well, we are born again Christians. Yes, and we encourage open beloved doses. Open beloved doses. It's open. This is my beloved. I am also here. My beloved is mine, and I am my beloved. We encourage it openly. I always encourage, when I see people are beloveds, I always encourage them. Oh yeah. It's the right thing. Open belovedosis. What do you mean? But this secret, no, let no one should know. You are my girl, you are my boy. Amen. But no, 2 abortions. Many deceivers. Don't go and be leading somebody. Yeah. Even the people that I work with, I always tell them, I'm not in love with you. I don't love you. I don't love you. I don't love you. I love the one I've married. Yeah. Although you are wrong, don't think that I love you. Never think that I love you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In case as you are moving around, before you realize, you think that, oh, no. Don't think that way at all. It's a mistake. Many deceivers are entered into the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. Now, next chapter 3. We are the world. We are the world. Who are the people of the world? When you say we are the world, what do you mean by that? Isn't it? What and who are these people of the world? Number one. I said the world is made up of three things. Number one is what? Wild people. Wild people. Wild systems. Or wild ways. The way things are done here is wild. You can't believe it, but it's... That's what's happening. Now, okay, who are the people of the world? When you say, or you sing a song and you say, we are the world. Number one, the people of this world are men of sin. They are sinners. First John chapter 2, verse 2. It says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. So the world is made up of sinful sinners. Alright, so to be worldly is to be like the world. Each of these characteristics of the world are things that you can understand when you say somebody is a worldly Christian. He's a Christian who is so much like the world. Like the people, like the place, and like the systems that are operating there. Onabonichon. Like in the world, a man takes 100 women to bed and one to wed. Or one to the altar, but 100 women to bed. It's the way things are done here. And there's an understanding. So the girls have also grown wild. I also take 100 men to bed. Yeah. And one to wed. The girls of the world are growing wild now. Do you, I do, I do you, you do me, I do you. Okay, so anybody who is a sinner is in the world. And Jesus Christ came to save these sinners who make up the world, the sins of the whole world. When you say the sins of the, was it the sins of the trees or the sins of the branches? No, the sins of the people. Do you understand? So the people in the world who Christ died for make up the world. And these people are men of sin. Men of great sin. Okay? So you must not, you cannot have much to do with the world. You cannot. You cannot have much to do with the world and things that are in the world. You cannot. That's why the Bible says, love not the world. Cannot. Because when you love the world, you are loving deep sinners. Are you with me? When you love the world, you are loving deep, deep sinners. Are you there? Or you are not there? Amen. So, you must be aware that the people of this world are terrible sinners. Number 2. The people of this world lie in a huge pool of wickedness. They are full of wickedness.
Wickedness.
1 John 5, verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and that the whole world lieth in wickedness. So those of you who say you are going to marry an unbeliever, or a semi-pseudo, semi-semidemic Christian, huh? You are exposing yourself to great danger. Okay? Hallelujah. Wickedness is the characteristic of unbelievers. So, your friends must be not be sinners. Isn't it? Yeah. You can't have such people as friends. Close friends. So, my paddy. And on top of it, they are lying in wicked. They are wicked. So, this is why women have fought for years for human rights. Because when a man is mistreating a woman, it's not easy for her. It's terrible. So all the laws in the world, in most of the countries, are laws that favor the women because of the wickedness that has been shown to them. And that attitude that a man is a bad person is almost a default attitude, even by the laws that exist. It's like if you are a man, you are bad. Because the men have power and have had power. Do you understand? So, there has been a propagation of that attitude towards men. Like, they are wicked people. They're very wicked. You break this heart, break that heart, throw you away, get another person, lie to you, cheat you, throw you somewhere. And all the films show it. Honorable John. But when you come to the world, to the church, people like Cheba for come. Stand here. Stand at this corner. stand here and face the congregation. And Armstrong, missionary to Central Africa. Let's stand here. And people like Peter, missionary to Petersburg in South Africa. And people like Nelson, wonderful pastor. And people like Julius, you know, these are not men full of sin and wickedness. Yeah, they are good men, but unfortunately, they are sometimes forced to reap of the wickedness that men have shown in marriage. So when you don't go deeper in the counseling and you don't have eyes to see, you will think that they are doing bad. Oh, and Anaya here, missionary to Central Africa. He was in the midst of the fight. His wife gave birth with the rebels. Yeah. These are not wicked men. Even when I was pulling them out of Central Africa, they didn't want to come. So the people have to look after the people. Do you understand? Yeah. So these are not bad men. They are rather good people. But unfortunately, they are sometimes made to reap the harvest of the sins of wicked men in this world. So because they are men, immediately people look on them with an evil eye. You know, he must be a bad person. But when it comes to, that's why counseling in the church, it's different from counseling unbelievers. Yeah. Our counseling in the church is different from when we are counseling outsiders. And when you are married to an unbeliever and somebody has come out of the world, all the counseling changes. You understand? Because the counseling depends on the people that you are talking to and talking about. Or you don't understand it? Yeah. When the Bible says, wife, submit to husband, it's talking about somebody like this J. Baffle or Armstrong or Peter. When he says submit means bend, bow, yield, give up, give in, say yes, flow, yield. That's the meaning of submit. You can check in your dictionary. It is two. People whose sins have been washed away, whose names are registered in the book of life, and who are not lying in wickedness. Those are the people you submit to. If you are married to an unbeliever, whose car is parked at his girlfriend's house at 3:30 a.m., and he says, submit, wife, submit your own husband, then you start to introduce variations because it may not fully apply. As the husband has come, he has withdrawn his entrails or his genitals from one pot of HIV and is bringing it to come and insert it into yours. And you are saying, submit. Then the whole thing becomes a question. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. The whole counseling becomes questionable. One pastor's wife, she told me, she said, one of my church members, their husband was playing around, and she came and the pastor said, forgive him. And go back. So she went back. And the husband continued doing what he was doing. And then He got HIV and she also got HIV. But the women die before the men. Women die from HIV first. They deteriorate faster. So when she was in the hospital and the pastor came there, she told him, you told me that I should go back to my husband. You told me that I should submit. That, look at me, I'm dying. Those were one of her last words before she died. Yeah. So you see that the whole counseling and all that we have to say changes when the individuals change, because the Bible is describing to us what is the world. Hey, it's not somebody. What course did you do in Legon?
Sociology.
Sociology. He went to Legon, and you went to which school?
Legon.
These are graduates from university, all of them. And they are now going, they want to give their lives. Who is this? Which country are you in?
Dekinshaw, Senegal.
Senegal. Dekinshaw. Yeah. I mean, what have the bad things that they have done? What bad thing have they done? You get what I'm saying? This is not the people in the world. They say we are the world. It's not these ones. This one is we are the church. Amen. Sit down. Number three. Hey, another plane has crashed. Huh? Taiwan. It's a wild place. Oh. Now, the people in this world are evil. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Evil world. Notice the word. Circle the word. Evil world. Evil world. So, sinners, wicked, evil. Huh? And you say you want to be worldly. And you want to sing we are the world. You are joking. Wow. The next one. The people, I'm describing the people in this, those of you who have boyfriends who are rapping you from the world, or semi-demi believers. Questionable, because a worldly Christian is virtually an unbeliever. Because when you are worldly, it's like the world's ways and things are very much on you. You are like the world. Yeah. You are like the world. So, those of you who are happy with shallow Christians. Christianity is either you are deep or you are not in it. Yeah. All or none. Those of you who have made yourself semi-demi Christians. And your best friend is an unbeliever. How can it be well with you? Your best friend is an unbeliever. Wicked. And you see, what I've come to see is that when you know an unbeliever or a member of the world, you see, we have two, the world and the church. When you know a member of the church, it's different. When you know a member of the world closely, you don't see him as these things, what they are describing. This is wickedness, evil. I should give you some more because there are so many characteristics so that when I'm talking, I can explain it well. The people of this world are blind, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. A God of this world, the spiritual power of the world has blinded the minds of the people. So they are blind. When you see such people, you want to befriend them, you will never know that these are the characteristics, and you better believe it early. Because that is how they are. The people of this world are antichrist. They are antichrist. No matter how nice they are, how many orphanages they are supporting. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already, it is in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Antichrist. Notice, people, you see, a lot of members of Orthodox churches are unbelievers. And now, charismatic churches do have a lot of unbelievers. At first, the difference between Orthodox church, when I say Orthodox church, you know, the older churches and the newer churches was salvation, born again. Because we were in the Orthodox church, we were not born again. I was a member of an Orthodox church, three Orthodox churches. Yeah, I was a member of a non-denominational church, and I was in a Catholic church as well, and I was also in an Anglican. I was confirmed and baptized as an Anglican. Yeah, but I was not born again. I was not born again at all. I was baptized as an Anglican and confirmed in secondary school. I had no knowledge of Christ until I got born again. That's why I just immediately moved. I never thought twice. I just had to move straight into the charismatic world. And I went to Archbishop's church. At that time he was Brother Nick. Brother Nick had a church in a small canteen. And I said, why not? This is a good place. I hear about salvation. I never heard about salvation. That was a big difference to cross over. But today, there are a lot of people in the church. They are not born again Christians. They are members of the world. Alright? So you have people, when you see them, you ask them, they will say, oh, this person is a Presbyterian. This one is a Methodist. This one is an Anglican. This one is Lutheran church. This one is whatever. They will mention the church, Catholic, this and that. And you see them opposing the church. Shutting down the church, closing the club. They will not let such people, you see some of them will not let their children go to a camp meeting or go to church. When they go and they come, they say, well, why are you going? Why is this two man? This is a one-man church. It's a one-man church. We don't know who is he, what they are doing. A church that is older than the church, and they have all kinds of mushroom churches. They say all sorts of things. But when a man comes with a shiny Toyota Camry or a shiny Hyundai Sonata, or a shiny Mercedes-Benz E-Class with air condition, or BMW 5 Series or 3 Series, shiny, and he blows his horn, Papa! Then you see the same mother and the same father will say that Uncle Joe has come. Uncle Joe. Yeah. And they will tell you, you've got a visitor. And they will usher out their daughter into the car. Then you go. And you come back at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. There's no comment. No question. No nothing. And they actually sponsor. The day that you say you are going to church, then they turn against you. Why? Why? The answer is here. It's like the person is actually an unbeliever. He's actually a member of the world. And they are anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-church. But it is revealed in such times. I've been a pastor for more than 25 years, like being called pastor. Like they call me Pastor Dag. For more than 25 years, I must have seen a number of my church members going through all these. That's how I know. Yeah, that's how I know. So I'm telling you, you would think the person is a Christian. But actually, he's not a Christian at all. Yeah. You go to the church, you see them, drinking beer, alcohol, whatever. I was sitting with a priest. My wife was sitting with a priest, and he was drinking whiskey, called this, called that, what, a reverend, whatever. And he said, "You're going to tell your husband, isn't it, when you go home? You're going to tell your husband, isn't it?" I know. What they are going to do? Yeah. Drink it, call for whiskey, call for this. Even some of the priests are not Christians. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that you can detect a presence of the world when a person is anti-Christ. Yeah. Anti-church, anti-pastor, anti-man of God, anti-going to church, anti-real worship, anti-true worship, anti-true Christian music. Then you see that is the world. It's anti-Christ. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But you see them, their daughter, 1,000 abortions, they don't mind. Just don't say it. Don't say it openly. Don't say it out loudly. Just be around. Whenever you are ready to marry, you know, you don't even need to marry. Just bring some money home. Bring some money home. You know, and say, mommy, here's the money. You've got your child, who you are looking after, is looking after you. Don't ask how she got, did she get the money? And today, people know that when they have sex, they will be given money after. So it is lay prostitution. Lay prostitution. Yeah. One sister said to me, she said, "Look, the styles and things that I will do, I know that as I do wild things, I will get extra money today. I'll get a bonus." Yeah. The word she used is bonus. Yeah, it's lay prostitution. I'll get a bonus for the styles and the acrobatics and the things that I'll do to entice and excite this elderly married man. I'll get a bonus. Your mother doesn't mind, because your mother is actually an unbeliever. Pray for her salvation. Your father doesn't mind. He's actually an unbeliever. That's why they don't say anything about it. Yeah. So you don't have to use that word. So this guy wants to marry me. So because of that, you know, it's like he said, "Oh yeah, is he a believer?" "Oh yeah, I go to, you know, I'm a Presbyterian." Presbyterian, or I'm in Lighthouse. It doesn't, you see, that's what I say. Our churches are becoming Orthodox churches. Our churches are becoming the same. What made a new set of churches start is happening to us. Right before our eyes. We can see it. Somebody will be in the church. If we check HIV right now, you see the same levels out there in the world. Because we are sexually active. But not you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm no more sexually active because I'm not married. Tell your neighbor, I'm no more sexually active. I'm not married. Don't look at me twice. Look at me only once. They are full of wickedness. They are sinful. They are sinners. They are evil. I didn't write the Bible. And they are antichrist. Yeah. Antichrist. All of them. And that is why we need to preach to them. Yeah. One day at a wedding, I met a man. He was, I think, he must be 70 then or 80 then. I preached in those days. Whenever, no, not all those, I still preach that way. But I was stronger, harder. Hey, especially when I see them, because yeah, I was there, and I preached with all my might at a wedding. The place was full of these people, older. I mean, Orthodox churches, Christianity. You don't even know whether they are Christians. Yeah. After the head of the family I came for the research. The head of the family called me and said, come. And he said, I want to tell you something. Yeah. He said, for me, I am an Anglican. And I will never change. Yeah. I will never change. He said, and I want you to know that I will never change. And he said, I am not born again. And I will never be born again. Like that thing that you are preaching. Yeah. That thing that you are preaching. I will never be born again. And I will never change. So, this is it. How can you say you never be born when it is in the Bible? Are you not a Christian? You say you are a Christian. So watch out. And never become antichrist yourself. Because you can easily become that one day you grow up and you say, look, all this I was, there was a certain slim guy, fair-colored guy, dark, he was something. I used to attend that church. You see, that guy, I'm telling you, look, I'll not allow all these things. I was there. I know what you are saying. That he was something. Oh, yeah. That's how you become bitter over the years. And then you start to speak like Satan. Because Satan was a good guy before. Yeah, Satan was the good boy of heaven. Till he changed. The story of Satan should make every Christian cringe and fear for himself. Number four. How many numbers do you have? Six. Seven. Eight. Any, choose your own number. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. The people of this world speak and think in a certain way, and the people of this world are listened to by the world. Yeah. The people of this world speak and think. Now, let me say it slowly. The people of this world speak in a certain way. Okay. And think in a certain way. And they are listened to by their own people, the world. People of the world speak in a certain way and are listened to by the world. The world listens to them. Because it says, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world and the world heareth them. Now, when you listen to radio stations, you listen to worldly music. You ask yourself, who likes worldly music? When you go on an aeroplane, we have a lot of Christian songs. They never play any Christian song on the aeroplane because they are of the world and they speak of the world. Therefore, the world heareth them. The world likes to listen to them. If you are a pastor and the world, worldly people like to listen to you, it's not a good sign. Yes. Read that scripture. What does the scripture say? They are of the world. Huh? Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. If you are a singer, and the world likes listening to your music, it is not a good sign. Yes. Therefore, the world heareth them. The world hears them. Now, you find Christians saying they have a crossover appeal. But I think I don't have a crossover appeal. I don't think my ministry is crossing over. I don't know why. Do you know why? If you are not experienced in the word, you may even be sad, thinking that, oh, I wish I also had a crossover appeal and people were listening to me because the church and the world will be listening to me. No. Say they are of the world. Therefore, the world heareth them. If you listen to their music, you see that the unbelievers like their music. They listen to their music all the time. Because they are of the world. All the radios, you never hear them playing Christian musical. Nobody plays Christian music. Only secularized unbeliever music all the time. Because the majority of the people are worldly people. They are the people of the world. And the majority of the stations listen are from the world, and they listen to the world. Not the gospel. Even though Christian music has a lot of things. Now also there's a lot of Christian music that is worldly. So worldly that the world likes it. Because it is worldly, unanointed, unspiritual. And Christians show their carnality by listening to such music. You reveal your carnality and your worldliness by knowing this. The fact that you even know that music, that it is there. And who sings it? It shows your current state. Yes. The few songs that I know from the world, I know them from a certain era. Yes. And I don't listen to unbeliever music. Not even for a minute in my life. No. I don't listen to unbeliever radio music at all. The few songs that we have converted them because I see it as a gift of God that these people have made a mistake. In the song, the word that they wrote is a mistake, that the gift that God gave them, they have misused it. They have misused it and written the wrong words. Yeah. You cannot come to my house and find secular music playing, even by accident. It doesn't accidentally even go there. Oh, yeah. And even the Christian music, I know myself. So a lot of them are coming out to say that they are unbelievers now. They are confessing openly. They are confessing openly. But you can sense there's no spirit in the music. Yeah, there's no spirit in the music. You see, when you are spiritual, you can sense the presence of God. You see, for instance, there are worship, there's worship music, for instance, that it's slow sound like, but there's no anointing in it. Oh yes, it's not that the slowness of the music means that it is spiritual. No. It's not. The slowness is not the spirituality. And they say, No. You see, somebody like Andre Crouch, you'll find out that his music, a lot of his music, you will be surprised how much you can pray with it. That it actually creates a spiritual environment. Yes. Which some other very known Christian authors, even with their cooler music, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. I'm talking, you see, we are in the world. Most Christians are being overcome by the world. Like the place is quenching. It's like the missionaries, category A, B, and C. Like you stand there and say, they are not seen top. Yeah. Some of the missionaries, we even have to withdraw them. That some have had to rescue and say, come back quickly. They can't see top at all. Do you understand when I say see top? They can't see the top. They see only the under. The place is killing them. The people is killing them, and the system over there is killing them. They can't understand how to break through there. They don't sit up at all. Hey. Many deceivers are entered into the world. Wow. Yeah. Thus you are moving around. Eh? Don't be a deceiver. Yeah. And the girls, their hearts are very soft. Before I realize not. Their hearts are very soft. Instead of boo, 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 boo is good. Ask the nearest brother, are you a deceiver that has entered into the world? Deceivers that have entered into the world. Some brothers are deceivers that have entered into the world. Some brothers are deceivers. Arrest the nearest brother and say, brother, are you a deceiver that have entered into the world? What do you think? Yeah. For we know that many what? Deceivers have done what? Have entered into the world. Tell your neighbor, quote it, say, and we know that many deceivers have entered into the world. Are you one of them? The wildest deceivers are the girls. If you don't be quiet, how can I preach? How can I preach? Oh, Nala, as a quiet girl. Hey, deceiver. It's not quiet at all. At all, at all, at all, at all, at all. Quiet. How can I preach when you are shouting? Oh, Nala, that's a beautiful girl. Oh, Nala, that's a beautiful girl. Go and visit at the right time. There you will see. Go and visit at the right time. Visit when you are not expected. So that you see the hair net. Without all those powders. And you. You will see that a lot of things are not. You see, brothers, quiet. I'll tell you what is affecting you. Let me explain something to you. You don't know. But if you are shouting, I cannot preach. I cannot preach. What affects the brothers, you are not aware, but science has shown, is the curves. Yeah. The bulges and the curves. Oh, now the bulge. See, cardboard. It's the cardboard. It's the cardboard. Oh, now the other bulge. It's the cardboard. She cardboard me. Yeah. Oh, now a smooth face. But it's a leopard. If you like, go there in the morning. Oh, now a sweet smelling. But ask the people in the house whether there's even one mosquito left alive in the house. They are all dead. Because when you wake up in the morning and you say, ah, all animals die. Hey! Sit down. That many deceivers, for many deceivers are entered into the world. Number 7, the people of this world have a certain kind of wisdom that does not lead to God, but it's wise sounding. So do not be, the people of this world have a certain kind of wisdom, like they can speak and you say, wow, this guy is great. Charlie, the guy knows, pa. Charlie, did you hear the guy when he was speaking? This is the guy. Wow, yes, we can. He's the man. Wow, the guy won the debate. Yeah. But when the time comes for action, you see that it's one of the worst possible people that you've chosen. Because the wisdom, it may be, look, sound wise, but a lot of it does not lead to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. The world by wisdom cannot know God with cleverness, with physics, with chemistry. And it pleased God that by foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Yeah. Wisdom of this world does not lead to God. Human compassion does not lead to God. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. The world by wisdom cannot know God. Where is the disputer? Where is the wise man? So all their wisdom, the wisdom of this world, does not lead to God. Yeah. So, when you hear even men of God preaching, and it sounds very, very wise, sometimes we have taken the wisdom of the world and are now preaching the wisdom of the world. When people come to church, they are very impressed. Wow, today we had 4 keys to a successful life. Wow. And many of those messages are actually the wisdom of the world. Principle number 1, hard work. Number 2, diligence. 3, time consciousness. 4, networking. Teamwork. And there are wonderful principles. But you must know that God has not chosen this kind of wisdom to bring people towards God. Oh yes. That's why, you know, I am often hesitant preaching about leadership. Because in a sense, it's also a secular subject. Because all secular leaders are leaders. They are also leaders. That's why my book, I mean, one day somebody went to a president of not in Ghana and saw my book, Art of Leadership, on the president's desk. Yeah, not Ghana. And the country does not name begin with a G either. These two you can be sure about. Wow. Yeah. You know, it is also a secular subject. So a lot of teaching, networking, teamwork. Whom you know. What else? Who knows you? Somebody wrote a book, Why the Mighty Fall. Nothing Christian about it. Very wonderful principle. 4 of them. Number 1, hubris born of success. That's pride that comes out of success. Number 2, undisciplined pursuit of more. Yeah, undisciplined pursuit of more. Like, you are reaching out for more, but without discipline. Yeah. Then I think number 3, something, you know, very powerful, which you can even preach in church. Yeah, why the mighty fall? It is in the Bible. How are the mighty fallen? And you bring it. Then it's number 1, hubris, born of success. Turn your Bible to James chapter 4. And before you realize, you've got a crossover appeal. So, wise thinking and analysis does not lead to God. And there are a lot of wise people in the world. Don't think that wise people are only Christians. No, 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 no. A lot of people are given wisdom by God, whether they use it for the right thing or not. They may use it, but not for the right thing. Like, I'm using my wisdom for the church. All that I'm doing, I could have done it for the world. I could have done it for politics. I could have done it for education. I could have done it for health. I could have done it for so many purposes, but I'm doing it for the church. Yeah. So we must ask ourselves, what are you reading? Are you reading just wisdom of the world? So that does not really lead to God. Good leadership does not really necessarily lead to God. Wisdom keys. Ideas. Our God is full of wisdom. And so we must be careful to be taking these things from the Word of God. For the Word of God has all these things embedded in them. So watch out. Because if you become a preacher, you can easily metamorphosize into a secular, motivational speaker. And there will be a lot of people ready to hear you. And you get money. If you are successful. Yeah. If you are successful and they invite you, you get money. I once got a check. I told you the last time I got a check. They paid me when I came to speak. Just a few minutes. I said, hey, 2 or 3 points. Look at how many points I've given up to now. We are on chapter 3. So don't be so impressed, you know, with secular wisdom. It's wise, but not necessarily. Look, I thank God that I went to school. I thank God. Yeah, I went to school. I did medicine. Eh? I passed all my exams. I won prizes. I finished the school. And I believe in tongues. Yeah, I believe in tongues. Before I've come here, I've prayed in tongues. Before I came here. Oh yeah. I believe in spirituality. I believe in prophecies, visions, dreams. Not as the secular, as a hubris, born of success, something, something, networking, this, that. No, 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 no. The wisdom, this type of clever things don't lead to God. Okay? So don't become over enthused with such things, but rather be enthused with the spiritual that is bringing us towards God. Because the secular wisdom of the world have not brought anybody to God. It doesn't bring people to God. People don't come to God. You must come to God. We must come to God.
Amen.
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 All right. How many? 10. No problem. Number 8. The people of this world have a certain kind of wisdom which is from the princes of the world. Yeah. The wisdom of the world is from the princes of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Okay, so we do speak wisdom. Yet not what? The wisdom of this world. Nor is it the wisdom of the princes of this world, which are demons. So a lot of the wisdom of this world is demonic. It's from the demon, the princes of the world. How do you know? Because the Bible says so, but how do you know practically? Because what does it lead to? Look at Ghana. Ghana must be free, isn't it? We must manage or mismanage our own affairs. What has it led to? Like if you look just humanly speaking, it is good to be free. And we are glad that we are free since 1957. What are the fruits of it? If you like, look at the fruits of it to ask yourself, what is it doing for us? What about, we became highly poor and indebted. Our currency has been deflated or inflated. I don't know which one it is. Flatulated, maybe. You know? Yes. Thousands. It started at 1 to 1. It got thousands. They brought it back to 1. And it's going again. It says, hey, you can't control me. I'll tell the truth. I'll tell the truth about what is happening. As I say, always watch the exchange rate. That will tell you. Yeah. It's now 1 to 4. $1 is 4 cedis. It's 1 to 4. Yeah. That means that it's devalued into half. It was 2 to 1 just a few months ago. And it's valueless. So just keep your eye on the exchange rate and you know a lot about the government, no matter the speeches that they give. Because we know that a lot of deceivers have entered into the world. Yeah. So every offering that we take, divided into 2. We bought iron rods for a certain project we were doing. It cost us 100,000 cedis for the iron rods, for the slab. The next time we went, it was 300,000, exactly the same amount. Because the value has, because the steel is, they buy it in dollars. So they changed to, it was 300,000 the next time we went to buy. Yeah. And now when we go for that same, it will be 400,000 that we pay for. So the money has become worthless. Now anyway, back to the wisdom of the world. So you see that the wisdom of this world, which is from the princes of the world, is evil spirits, actually is the wisdom of evil spirits that's ruling the world. Yeah. And what does it lead to? Conflicts, wars, and destruction of everything that we have. So when you hear the people speaking, you will be amazed. Wow. And you know, Ghana needs emancipation, liberation, fraternity, redemption, and what? Accountability, probity, transparency, unity, liberty, democracy, justice, freedom, reconciliation, equity, integrity. And when you hear, say, wow, these are what we need. How many want to vote for me? We vote for you. Then when you come, that thing that you are saying, that is it. Fantastic. What has it led to in Ghana? Liberia. They had the first local president, Samuel Doe. What did it lead to? You see, in the end, the whole country is destroyed. Up till today, they have no light, no water, nothing. Yeah, Liberia. It was actually the poorest country that we went to. All the countries that we went to. Amazing. Wow. The wisdom of this world. Look at that scripture. It's amazing. It's telling us where this wisdom is from. So sometimes when you are watching television and you watch, you realize you are actually listening to a demon speaking. Yeah. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Not the wisdom of this world. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 6. Not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world. That means the wisdom that is from the princes of this world. That come to naught, or whose power is getting finished. Which none of the princes of this world knew. None of the princes in the world of the demon powers knew this. If they had known it, they would not have crucified the Son of Glory. But they didn't know that the sacrifice was rather going to lead to the destruction of their power over the human race. So when they took Jesus to the cross to kill him, and the Pharisees, who were supposed to be believers, but were actually demonized, and the Romans, who were also demonized, part of the world system. I told you, it's a very wild place, wild people, wild system of justice. They took Jesus to the cross, they rushed him there. Kill the man, how many things? Yeah, 1-1, majority, aye. They took him there, killed him. But you see, they were so crazy, and they didn't know that the blood that was being shed was going to pay the legal price for all of mankind to be set free. So it does not, it's not the wisdom of this world that we are living by. So when God is calling you to sacrifice, according to the wisdom of this world, it is nonsense. So sometimes when your parents even seem to be against the church, it's because it is not the wisdom of the world. And if you tell them, oh, I'm going to, if you like, go home and tell them, the church that I'm going to, the bishop, because he comes from Switzerland, he has organized United Nations United Nations connection for me to work in the UN. And he says that he's going to help me to work. You see, your mother will come with her sister, the aunties. They will come and see me. Oh, I thank God for your church. I thank God for your church. You know, when my daughter came to the church, I always thank God. Bishop, I thank God for your life. Glory be to God. We are praying for you every day. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. You are my bishop. You are my daughter's bishop, but you are also my bishop. Wow. Yeah. But if I say, go to Burundi. Go to Ziginshaw. Go to Kisidugu. Where there is Ebola virus. Where they are eating monkeys. And that's why they are getting Ebola virus. Because they eat the bush meat. They eat the animals from the bush who have the virus in them. The bush meat that they eat, that is where they get it from. You get it? Yeah, we don't eat much monkeys here. Do we eat monkeys here? I don't, not really. Monkeys, baboons, all the lizard, monitor lizard, all, they eat all of them. They bend them, they eat them. Wow. If I send you there, your mother will not come and see me. They say, that church, that guy, I know his father. I know his father. I tell you, I'm from Lantejanwe. I tell you, I know him. I know him. So that man, that's my father. You see, those people, they, that's what they talk. Yeah. Because the demons, they don't give good advice according to the wisdom of this world. It's contrary. Yeah. And you should not be sad about it. Sometimes when you are dealing with unspiritual people, even if it's your parents, you must know and understand. You mustn't be angry. You know that they cannot receive it. When I was coming into full-time ministry or into ministry, my father-in-law did not understand it. My mother-in-law did not understand it. And if I said, mother-in-law, please, today should be the last day that we talk about this topic. I don't want to talk about this thing again. Please. Please. I told her in Dansoman, I said, mother-in-law, don't talk about this again. And after that was it. She has never spoken about it again. Yeah. But now that the church is working, when the church was working, one day my father-in-law looked at me and said, you look like Jesus Christ. And now the church is working. Things are working. Now I look like Jesus Christ. Are you agreeing? A lot of Christians look like unbelievers. A lot of unbelievers look like Christians. Because the world has come so much into the church. Even pastors. We pastors, we want to look like bank managers. It's true. Pastors want to look like bank managers. And live like bank managers. We actually desire it. We desire executive status. It's true. We don't desire missionary status or to look like a carpenter. Like Jesus. We don't even want to look like our man. It's like Jesus, you chose a bad prophet. Jesus, you should have been a bank manager or something. We want something better to follow. So Jesus, you know, for the meantime, we are not following you. We are going to follow Bill Gates. We are going to follow President Carter. We are going to follow somebody else with a higher status. But you, Jesus, you chose the wrong prophet. How could you come as a carpenter? I mean, if you are choosing something, you don't choose carpentry. Jesus, you didn't even go to university. So we don't want to be like Jesus. We want to be like other people. Fantastic. Fantastic. And when you go, they say, you are very simple. So how should you be like? Fantastic. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh now inside the children of disobedience. The person owns a TV station. Look at what they are doing. The wisdom of the world. They show this Nigerian movie which are teaching witchcraft, teaching murder, teaching unfaithfulness, teaching armed robbery, teaching many bad things throughout the day, from morning to evening. If you like, go and bring your TV program there. They'll tell you, you have to pay 3,000 Ghana cedis for 30 minutes a week. To play 30 minutes. And the power of the air has dominated the airwaves. All the music, unbeliever music. All the programs on television. All unbeliever music. That's why, and you see that the owner of the station, anything to get money, he will do it. The politicians, judges, once they are unbelievers, once you are an unbeliever, and now we don't accept when you say, I go to this church, I go to this church. It is just a front. Let us go deeper and see whether you are really a believer. Or you are a member of the world. Then we know the spirit that is working in you. When I hear certain directives, and I hear, clamp down the churches, and bank out the churches. Come on, take on this. Do this, do this. You can see. Then you can't go anymore. Why are you going to that church? One man church. What church is older than you? The pastor is younger than you. You are older than the pastor. What type of whatever is this? But you go to doctors who are younger than you. they look after you. Small, small boys, they look after you. You, that one, you don't say that they are young. A dentist who can be your son is removing your tooth. You are trusting him. Wow. So, Christian friends, okay, what I'm saying to you is you must understand what is the world. You can never marry an unbeliever. Never. You can never be happy, no matter how nice it is. And by the way, because of the wisdom of the world, some of the unbelievers, they really know how to talk you. I mean, I would say that the average unbeliever guy will be nicer to rap you than an average Christian guy. Christian guy, they are clueless. They are clueless. I mean, they don't have any idea of how to even handle a lady. I mean, most of us are bushmen. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are bushmen. We don't know how to rap girls. But these guys, they have learned it. When you say, tell her, oh, your hair. Tell her, my dear, oh, I like your hair. Wow. Wow. And it seems I know you somewhere. Your face is familiar. Oh, I like your skirt. Are you free this evening? Hey! And I'm getting into danger. Yeah. But the brothers? My God! My God, my God! Why have you not forsaken me? I feel the presence. Let the church say amen. Amen. Say amen, sister. Amen. The average brother, he doesn't have much to say. Yeah. But the brothers of the world, they say, they just whisper to you,
hi, baby. I like you, baby. See me under the tree, baby. As soon as we close, baby.
Wow. They know how to do it. Yeah. So, if that's what you want, fine. But whether it will last. Yeah. Because the average unbeliever, although it's very nice, it's charming, is the lust of the flesh. He's looking at you and he's counting. It cannot be even 6-7 days cannot pass before I'll be in bed with you. 7 days I'll be late. Peter, is it true or not true? Yeah. Me, I did not propose in an unbeliever way. No. I propose in a Christian way. Propose in a Christian way. Oh yes, in a Christian way. I propose with honesty. Yeah, I propose with honesty. I said what I've been thinking, and I said it before. I said I want you to know how I'm thinking. I want to be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, it's up to you. Yeah. You want to know what I said when I proposed? You know too many things already. It's none of your business. I don't know why you want to know. How many want to marry somebody who has an evil spirit in him? Or a beautiful girl. That is what I tell you is affecting you. Yes. From today, notice it. I've seen the trick that is affecting me. That is what is affecting me. It's affecting me. It's calling me. is pulling me. My God and my Lord. Help yourself as Lord. How many want to marry a beautiful, 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 beautiful lady who has an evil spirit in her? A prince. Hey, a prince is in your wife. Even those who have married some without princes in the woman, it is not easy for them. I'm like, but yours with a prince inside. Number 12, minus 10. All the people of the world have what? An evil spirit working on them. The first one is working in them. Working in on them called the God of this world. The God of this world. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. All unbelievers who don't believe are blinded by this spirit called the God of this world. Now, number 11. The whole world has been deceived by Satan. The whole world is under deception. The whole world is under deception by Satan. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of... And Revelation 12 verse 9. Revelation 12 verse 9. The great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. The whole world. Hey. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.